Phil's show is on WNOX. It is the 5 o'clock fun hour. On the line with us now is a guy named Josh Sullivan from St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Josh.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Oh, man, it's great. Josh, you started the 1st of January. You started January 1st in Florida?
Yep. I've been living in St. Petersburg, Florida for 10 years now, and I started there for the first week, January 1st, and then I headed out January 8th and headed north, and then they went all west and all the west coast and then started working my way back.
So you've been all over the country.
Yeah, and before this, I'd never been anywhere, so pretty much everywhere that I've been to has been new to me.
So you're just driving, obviously.
No, I'm taking the bus.
Oh, you're just public transportation, catching rides with people.
Yep, I've taken a lot of the Greyhounds, and I've gotten rides from people here and there. I was in California for 6 weeks, and every person I stayed with took me to the next place. So I went from San Diego up to Sacramento that way. And I've taken a couple train rides, but mostly just the bus.
Have you done much walking?
Yeah, oh yeah. My shoes fell apart last week when I was in Asheville. I had to super glue them back together. And, I've done tons of walking. My first day of wandering in New York City, I ended up walking 18 miles just that day.
Well, that's a place to wander, though, there.
Oh, yeah, now it's my favorite thing to do is wander.
Yeah. Let me ask you, Josh Sullivan, you're on week 46.
Yep.
So you're just staying with friends of friends, so you pick out your next destination, and someone there calls up and go, hey, I got a buddy here. How does this work?
It's basically that, yeah. Knoxville was actually one of the first places I had booked, and I'm staying with my friend Jessica, who's from back home in Florida, and I remember running into her that first week as I was getting ready to leave St. Pete, and I remember telling her, I said, hey, I'll see you in about 11 months. And this specific date, this week of dates was completely set back in last November or December. And so it's basically been old friends, friends of friends, or complete strangers who have emailed me, and just out of the blue, they'll just say, hey, you can come stay with me for a week. It's no problem.
All right. Now, obviously, in 52 weeks of staying with people you don't know, you stayed at their home for like a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you seen a lot of people that you don't know naked?
Yeah, actually. I think I've seen more nudity this year than I have in the past 10 years of living in St. Pete.
Just a lot of accidental nudity, or were they pretty brave?
Oh, yeah. Like my first bout of accidental nudity was... I got to Austin, Texas for week 4, and my friend I was staying with, he said, hey, my friends are having this birthday party. You can come with us and see what's going on. Later on in the night, everybody just started, you know, getting drunk and taking their clothes off and jumping into the pool, and it was fun. I go, all right, I finally saw some nudity on this trip, and then it's come in waves here and there.
Has anybody tried to hold you up, or have you run into any problems with unsavory characters or anything?
No, thankfully. You know, it's kind of cool that I've been so naive to traveling the country, because sometimes I'll be wandering around these different cities, and I just so happen to wander into the bad part of town here and there. But to me, I don't have that connotation, and you know, for that city, and I'll get back and I'll tell the people that I'm staying with where I went. And like, oh my God, you went over there? That's the bad part of town. I'm like, that seemed fine to me. And but no, thankfully, you know, everyone's been cool, and more so than anything, it's just whenever people find out that I'm traveling and new to their city, a lot of people just take me under their wing, and you know, they want to show me around, or they buy me a beer, or you know, they introduce me to their friends, and then I've ended up making a lot of new friends that way.
Yeah, how long have you been in Knoxville?
I got here Thursday night, and I'm enjoying it a lot. This whole past few days has been some of the best weather that I've been in the past few months.
Oh, this weather, and this is, we're unseasonably warm, but yeah, you do got to enjoy that while you can. Where have you gone in Knoxville that you've enjoyed, Josh?
I went all around downtown yesterday. Mm-hmm. My friend, I'm staying with, she was walking in the race against cancer.
Good.
And so she met up with some of her friends, and they were doing that, and I was sort of following the route, but I was also going off and doing my own thing and taking photos, and I got some, I must have taken like 300 photos of downtown alone yesterday, and then I wandered into the old city too and did that. Saturday we went to House Mountain.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. There were 10 of us that went, and then there were 6 dogs as well. So it was just this big, mighty group of us all hiking up the mountain. And that's why my voice is kind of going, because I've been talking a lot. I've been talking to so many people and telling them my stories and hearing their stories. And that's basically what this trip is all about. It's just hearing all these random stories all over the country.
Well, let's talk about the ultimate goal. Is it a book? Is it what?
Yeah, I've been writing a lot. When I first started, I'd probably write maybe a paragraph for each day.
Yeah.
Just because I've never written before. And now I find myself writing, you know, 2 to 3 pages a day. Even when there hasn't really been that much excitement going on, I still have ended up writing so much about my days. And I've been doing a self-published magazine about it, too. Like, for when it's all done, there'll be a brand-new issue for every week. And I fell behind on it, but I'm going to get it all done. So there'll be 52 issues, and it's going to be about 1,250 pages total.
So how can folks keep up with you on your journey?
I got a website. It's joshcomics.com, and they can go there, and everything's linked on there. I'm on Facebook and MySpace and YouTube and Twitter and everything. And if they want to add me on Facebook, I post a lot on Facebook. It's facebook.com/joshcomics.
Okay. So joshcomics.com will link you to everything, though, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, very good. And so next it's Atlanta, and then where?
Atlanta, and then Savannah. And then after that, I have a month of wandering around Florida until I get back home. And week 50 of the trip, I scored a week with my friend's mom and his brother in Key West. And I can't wait, because it's going to be my little vacation from my vacation before I go back home.
There you go. All right, and then you'll go back to work, finishing the book, I guess, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing a lot of writing and drawing.
Yeah, a couple of places to stay clear of. The Pilot on Cumberland. Don't go there. Okay?
All right.
All right, because the people could hold you up with a pellet gun. I mean, it's a long story.
I heard, when I got into town.
Yeah. One of the things, where have you eaten good? Have you ever gone into any restaurants?
We went to... What's the tomato place?
Tomato Head. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I went to Tomato Head on Friday night, and it was really good.
Yeah. Paleo's is very good. Crown and Goose is good. There's a place out west, called the Mouse's Ear.
Oh, wow, all right. I'll have to remember that. That's a good name, too. That's an easy one to remember.
Yeah, Mouse's Ear, and another one called the Catch One. Both of those very good good places. All right, Josh, hey, man, congratulations, and thank you. We'll check out on joshcomics.com.
All right, cool. Thank you so much for having me on.
Very good. Appreciate it. All right. I shouldn't have done that about the Mouse's Ear thing, should I? I feel bad now.